heard of the Candida?
The problem with Candida is it's everywhere around us. And so that's why in the old days they took it twice a year. Because, you know, it just seems to come back. So finally, your final dose is going to be maybe once a month or twice a year.
Yeah, so I'm sort of better off to, I'm better off to take it a bit more often to just to make sure that I do, you know, stay well with Crohn's and that kind of thing. Or
exactly, to take it a bit longer. So still, it's just twice a week, but
but I mean, say staying on it for twice a week.
Correct, for a long period.
That's not going to do. That's going
to
be fine.
Yeah, I've had people take it for years, and they've had really no problems.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's about all I needed to know, so.
All right, excellent. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Hey, bye.
Bye.
I've had for a long time. Uh-huh. Now, I've done the protocol twice. I did it once the week before last and then once this last week. So, uh-huh. And what I did was I did it twice each week.
Yes.
But I did it back-to-back days, and I haven't noticed any difference at all in anything. So can I continue?
You can, but I would space it out twice a week, like Monday, Friday.
Oh, like what?
Like Monday, Friday? Monday, Friday, yeah. The other thing Monday. Is you need to go back and take a look at steps 1 through 4 and make sure you're having 3 good bowel movements a day.
Yeah, I've been a raw fooder for a long time, and I have no problem with many bowel movements a day, like 3 or 4. That's no problem.
Okay, good. So that part's taken care of. What about the water intake?
Well, see, that's the problem. If I drink a lot of water, I have a lot of trouble with my prostate, so I should just drink it anyway?
Yeah, because what happens is the stuff is going through your prostate and flushing it, so it's a temporary discomfort.
Yeah, so
but
you recommend
you
I just
stick
go
with
the
it,
3?
It passes.
Even though it's going to flare up the prostate, just do it anyway, right?
Yeah, what is a flare-up? What does that mean to you?
What it means to me is I have much more trouble waiting, and there's much more pain than when I drink a lot of fluid. And my urge to urinate is almost constant then.
What I would do is increase the water a little bit to where you're drinking more, but you're not quite getting those problems.
Okay, and then just do that gradually, increase it to see if I get more and more.
Correct, and you get more tolerance.
Okay, the other thing is, have you had any luck at all with tinnitus or tinnitus with the ear problem?
Usually what takes care of the ear problem is cleansing. You just have to cleanse. The other thing is if you have dairy in your diet at all, you absolutely have to get rid of it.
Uh-huh.
Do you drink any dairy at all?
Yeah, you know, I don't drink any dairy. I'm a raw food vegan. The only thing I do eat that's cooked is popcorn once in a while. But the rest of it is all plant-based raw. And I drink a lot of green juice. I drink that one green juice in the morning. That's not a lot. And the rest of the time, it's all plant-based food.
Huh.
So I've been doing that for about 8 years. So I haven't had any miracles like everybody else has. But I was just hoping that your protocol with the stuff from trees, I know what turpentine would help.
Yeah. Yeah, so the other thing it helps is a small willow flower.
Is a what? What, doctor?
Small willow flower.
Small willow flower?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah, if you take that with the turpentine, the guys are finding, even the ones with prostate cancer, that they totally clear up.
And where do I get that? Do I, on the web? Do I have to go to the web and find that?
Yeah, I can, we have it, actually, but I need to, I can have,
Oh, you have it at your clinic?
Yeah.
Hey, do you have your email address? Do you have a website?
VitalityCapsules.com.
Okay. Okay, good. And I can order it from you guys over the web, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna. It's not on the site yet. I'm gonna talk to Roger, see if we can get it on the site.
Okay.
But with prostate problems, a small willow flower, it really makes a difference.
Small willow flower. I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
And is it a tablet or a powder or what?
It's a tincture.
Oh, it's a tincture. Okay. And okay, I'll try that too, along with the turpentine.
Yeah.
And with the turpentine, how many weeks can I do it now in a row?
Oh, it's safe to do for years.
It's safe to do the turpentine thing for a year?
For many years.
You mean once, twice a week for 52 weeks is no problem?
No problem at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well then my problem is I'm just being impatient, right?
It might be, yeah.
Okay, young lady, thank you very much for your help. Now we'll...
I'm fine.
I just had a couple, few questions. You know, that's the reason I got on the line to call this time.
Okay, excellent.
I guess the main thing I wanted to know about this program is basically, from what I've read, if I eat healthy, and which is the fruits and vegetables and so forth, and get my bowel movements up to 2 to 3 times a day, then I can take the turpentine to kill the candida. Is that it, the whole thing in a nutshell?
It's not 2 to 3. It's 3 to 4. It really, 3 is the rock bottom number. 2 won't work.
I see. Okay.
Yeah,
now, how do I get it up to the 3? That's one. I've been eating healthy for some time. From the steps 1 and 2, eating healthy and eating healthy and quitting eating the junk. I've got all that underway. Three bowel movements a day is just stymied me.
Okay. Now, did you get your vitality capsules?
No, I haven't yet.
You're waiting for them to arrive?
Right, I'm waiting for them, yes.
Oh, okay.
I had ordered them in... Pardon?
They should be there pretty soon. I think you ordered some, didn't you?
Yeah, I ordered 3 and bottles, and then I didn't get them for a long time. I forget. I think I ordered them in the 9th, or I have to go look at the date.
I remember now. What happened was we investigated, and we found out that the website was dropping the orders.
Right. And then you said that you'd send me an extra bottle for all my delays.
All
of your
troubles,
yes. Yet.
So it should be on its way.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Yeah.
But now, would that help solve my problem?
That's going to get you up to 3 bowel movements a day, yep.
Right, because I tried the castor oil, and I took one spoonful one night. The next night I took 2, and I mean, I barely lived to tell the story. I mean, I was up all night. I mean, it was just a disaster.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was just way over too much, just at 2, sort of called like spoons full of it.
Exactly. That's the problem with castor oil, is it can really get away from you.
Right. And then after I had that complete, just like a hell, just was awful, all night long, then the next day or two I couldn't go at all. You know how that is, you know.
Yeah.
And so I was in just a real mess of a situation.
Yeah.
And, but, I mean, that's my big concern, I guess. As far as following the diet, I mean, do I have to follow exact, or if I eat basically fruits and vegetables, mostly raw, try to do the best I can, I'm okay. And that is, the main thing is to get the bowel movements up, isn't that it?
Exactly. It turns out that if you eat some cooked food, it's not a deal breaker.
Uh-huh.
So most of the people I've worked with have been... unwilling to, you know, go raw, but they've gotten great results, so.
But you say it's okay to eat some cooked food, right?
Exactly, yeah.
But then the main thing is right now, I think, then from talking to you, I need to be sure I get the bowel movements up to 3 to 4 a day.
Exactly.
Regularly, and then as soon as I get to that point, then I could go ahead and take the turpentine of the 1 teaspoon a day.
Correct. And that's twice a week.
Twice a week.
Yeah.
But see, I've had this issue that I've had for like 10 years. I've had this vaginal irritation, I've been to 25 different doctors, specialists, gynecology specialists.
There's a section in the Candida Cleaner called Special Cases. And Special Cases, it covers your problem. And the solution for that is the garlic tea.
Is to do, what did you say?
Garlic tea.
Garlic tea.
Yeah, you douche with garlic tea.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I remember that. And I remember the garlic tea, so I should start that, too.
You can start that right now. That's not dependent upon the bowel movements.
It's not?
No.
Okay. So, in other words, I should start right away to get the garlic tea going, douching with that, and then also, because this vaginal thing is, it comes and goes, it gets worse. Sometimes it seems like I'm sitting on a boil, and other times it seems to fade away, and then it'll be back. And it's not a discharge, it's not an odor, it's not an itch, it's nothing. It's just a soreness and an aching in the labia area.
Okay, the garlic tea will help with that.
Right. Yeah. And then, of course, I have had a few issues with blood pressure. Not extravagant. I have taken a little medication, but then I quit because I knew that was insane. And I watch what I do about that. But I want to get it down to, that's the 120 over 80. I don't want it higher than that at all.
The Candida Cleaner helps with that.
Yes, okay,
yeah.
Okay. And so I guess that kind of clears my head. As soon as I get your vitality capsules, I think that'll be my soul up there, because the other way of trying to get, when a person just eats raw fruits and vegetables, I can't see how they can go three times a day. Is that correct thinking?
No, people who eat just raw fruits and vegetables, they go like 5, 7, 8 times a day.
Well, then in other words, my body has to get into that cycle. Is that it? I mean, why can't? Of course, I do eat a little bit of cooked food right now. Yes, I do.
It might be that. The other thing is, do you eat dehydrated food?
Do I eat dehydrated?
Right.
No, I don't think so. Not much of any of that.
So you don't eat like the crackers or the dehydrated pizza or.
No, I haven't been recently. I had eaten a little bit of that maybe a month ago or something like that, but I haven't been eating any. I have a dehydrator, but I haven't been dehydrating recently, no.
Oh, okay, so leave the dehydrator alone, increase your water, and you may want to do a little bit of walking. Walk for like 30 minutes a day.
Oh, yeah. I do exercise quite a bit. I have a rebounder.
Oh, okay.
And but I know one other thing. I suppose I need to up my water intake.
Yes.
So in other words, once I get, I'm taking your pills to try to get up to the quota of bowel movements per day.
Exactly.
But once I do the turpent time and I get back to say like more of a normal, I didn't want to have to take the pills every day. I wanted it to be just a natural flow that I wouldn't have to take them. Shouldn't that work?
Yeah, so that's why you're going to drink the water, and that's why you're going to walk.
Right, okay,
yeah.
Okay. And then that should come up, even if I'm eating mostly raw. And
right.
But now, after this diet program, then, sometimes I would have a piece of manna bread, maybe some coconut oil on it, a cup of Ticino coffee, some of those kind of things. Then in a regular diet, and not after this program, I could eat something like that and still be able to go to the bathroom regularly?
Probably not. The manna bread can plug you up.
Really?
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, the manna bread can plug you up.
So, in other words, to go 3 to 4 times a day or more on a regular basis in my life, for the rest of my life, I basically have to eat raw. Is that what maybe I'm thinking?
That's one way. Another way is to ditch the bread. You can't eat dried food. The problem is the manna bread is dehydrated and dry and plugs you up.
I see.
Yeah.
So, in other words, what could I eat? You're saying I can't eat anything like that, but I could have, like you're saying, maybe rice?
Yeah, maybe rice, and make your rice with extra water so that it it's not as stiff.
I see. Yeah. And you could have some kind of steamed vegetables and stuff like that, maybe?
Yep.
I see. Gotcha. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, as soon as those pills get here, I think I'll be doing okay, because that casserole just threw me for a loop, and I was so discouraged, you know, and I just, you know, and so forth. But you've helped answer a lot of questions here, and I'll start. I know about the garlic tea for the douching, and I should start that. I understand that. Okay.
Right.
Well, I sure appreciate your help, and I appreciate getting into it. And I tried several times, and I thought, well, I'll try one more time.
Oh, good. Thank you for trying.
Yeah, okay. I don't think I've used up my 15 minutes for you, but
that's okay. Someone else will use them, and they'll ask questions, and we'll have more content.
Sure, I understand. And I appreciate the fact that I don't want to use up too much time. I try to get to it as quickly as possible. I made notes so that I wouldn't forget what I wanted to ask.
Okay, great.
Okay, thanks a million.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
One main question, so I just want to give you a little bit of background, which is I'm 58 years old.
Uh-huh.
For most of my life, I have eaten a lot of sugar and related products.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't have a weight problem. I have a fast metabolism, and whenever I start, you know, gaining, you know, 10, 15 pounds, I just cut back, and so it's never really been an issue much for me. And I don't have really any symptoms of the candida other than memory problems, which I always before associated with age. You know, you get older and you start forgetting, okay? But I'm only 58. And so I have now, I figured I did have candida just because how could I not?
Right.
You know? And so I have taken the cure twice now. And because I don't have any other symptoms, I'm kind of wondering what to look for.
Your mind will clear up.
I've taken it. And I've already noticed some of that, but I thought it might be due to that I've been eating healthier in preparation for doing this. You know, I'm off the sugars and all that, and I thought maybe that was enough.
Usually that's not enough, and that's because the candida spreads itself over the intestines.
Okay.
And so the candida cleaner does is it gets the candida to let go.
Mm-hmm. And so, okay, so if, I mean, just to be, just for good measure, you know, maybe I should continue 2 doses for each week for a couple more weeks. That's what I'm wondering is how it's going to be really clear to me. You know, I know I feel pretty good, and I have noticed that I have remembered things that maybe before I wouldn't have.
Right.
You know, I'm a little quicker. But how do I know when I've had enough, I guess is my question.
You know you've had enough when you stop improving. And you know you've had enough when you stop taking it and you don't get worse.
Ah. Oh, so I could stop and then I could start again if I...
Yes.
If I needed to.
Yes.
Okay. All right, great. And just one other thing really quickly. My husband has a great difficulty gaining weight. He's very thin.
Uh-huh.
And it's not that he has gluten intolerance necessarily. You know, he's not typical, you know, person who's allergic to gluten and all that, uh-huh. Although he does avoid all that stuff. But what I'm wondering is, could the inability to put on weight be related to candida?
Yes, it can be. In fact, I've had patients who were extremely skinny, and I was concerned about putting them on, you know, a diet like that, because I was thinking, oh, my God, they're going to lose more weight. But that's not what happened. They actually gained weight.
Okay. Okay, so he would benefit from it as well.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, all right. All right, thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.
But I spoke to you for a few minutes about, you said it was mainly a motility issue.
Oh, yes.
And then you were telling me a little bit about the doing enemas.
Yeah.
And the right way is to do it just, and my question was, do you just use a quart of water, and when that's finished, that's all you use?
Correct.
Okay. And should you wait, like, after you eat, or the best time of day to do it?
The best time of day is before bed.
Okay. And should you not have eaten, like, a couple of hours before?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and I also wanted to ask you, I often have, like, I guess it's a spastic colon where the stool comes out in, like, balls almost.
Uh-huh.
And do you know what the cause of that is?
Yeah, that's a symptom of candida or parasites. Your body wraps them into these hard little balls.
Oh.
And so what's going to happen is if you use the candida cleaners, you're going to notice that going away.
Oh, good. I notice when I eat mainly raw food that it doesn't, you know, it's not as bad. But
mm-hmm.
So I'm going to order your vitality capsules and try that. But should I try that along with the enemas too? Or
You can play it by ear. It is okay to do both. And at first you may want to do both.
Okay. And then would you suggest that I start with a lesser amount of the candida cleaner? Like the first time I tried it, I took the full teaspoon and it knocked me off my feet.
Oh, yeah. I would say maybe cut it in half.
Okay.
But I would say definitely wait until after you get the vitality capsules and you get that motility issue cleared up.
Okay. Yeah, it's... That'll be amazing. I tried something else called, like, Dr. Christopher's lower bowel formula.
Yeah.
That's that. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I am.
And that one wouldn't work for me. I had to take, like, 15 capsules, and still I felt like it was just plugging me up. But
yeah, the other thing, though, is with the candida cleaner, a lot of what your problem is from the candida. So as the candida cleaner kicks in, you're going to have less and less.
Okay. So I can take that candida cleaner, though, as soon as I have the three bowel movements a day?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And I don't remember on your video, because it's been a couple of weeks since I watched it, but if somebody gets a spider bite, would the turpentine be good for that, too?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Put it right on it.
Okay. All right, great. Yes, if I could ask you, if I have a few minutes.
Uh-huh.
My husband.